What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the TMS Takes podcast for the first time in, I didn't do the math. I don't know. I know it's 2021. It's 2023 now. So the first time in 2 years, a year and a half, maybe. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tyler.
I'm Mason.
And I'm Steele.
And he's Steele. Welcome back for the first time, like I said, in 2 years. I was going to not say welcome back, but I guess welcome back is still, I'm welcoming you guys back. It's been like a while. So I was going to say welcome back, I guess is the best way to say it. I was going to, welcome back seemed like it's been like a week, but it hasn't been a week. It's been.
We're still in 2021, dude.
106.
Yeah, come on now.
It's still 2021.
Yeah, so I don't know the last podcast we did. I don't know what topic. I don't even know what topic it was, to be honest with you. I'm a fake fan.
2021 NFL preseason.
Oh yeah, talking about the season's gonna go.
We didn't talk about the regular season in 2021, and then we just completely skipped 2022.
We didn't do 2022. 2021 was the fun Bengals year. So I think it took
a bit of a hiatus. Yeah, just
skipped a good year too.
Just a little bit. We're back for the Joe Burrow MVP season, though. That's all that matters. Wow. Joe Burrow Super Bowl MVP season. Wow. Sorry. We'll get to the NFL later. We're not talking about the NFL today. We'll get to the NFL later. But we were looking over topics and what we've done in the past and what we've done a lot of podcasts on. And I don't remember who it was. It was one of the other two, but they came to realization that we've done, I think 9 total podcasts, and we have talked about the NBA like 2 times. Yeah, and I think it was Mason. That was like the last time we did an NBA podcast was 2019. Which this year is going to be 4 years since we've done a basketball podcast.
A little
so,
negligent.
The comeback TMS Takes podcast. We're going to be talking about the NBA season, this past 2022-2023 NBA season. I'm sure everyone's seen the tweet that said this was the funniest season of all time, which I could not agree with more. It was on everyone's timeline. I swear every single slide, every single video was on everyone's post was a different thing that had happened. Whether it was the NBA, what Mason did, the
honestly,
that's one of my favorites. So we can probably talk about, you know, our favorite funniest moments, I guess, our what we found the funniest from the season. We'll do recaps. What all the boys are going to say what they want to say about. We can talk about our teams. I'm a Clippers, and then I guess you guys are both Rockets. So that wouldn't really be that intriguing, but we can talk about that. We can just talk about whatever we want to.
Damn.
Well, I'm not just saying from the Rockets.
The Rockets are unintriguing.
Bro, just
no, I'm just
shat
saying
because
three people. I love the Rockets. KJ Martin, Jalen Green, Josh Christopher. Those are my boys. But I'm just saying we got like two of the same teams. We can talk about that. We can talk about coach firings. We can talk about whatever we want to talk about. Thanks. So I say I'm going to throw it up to you first, Mason. What's something you just want to bring up? Or is there anything else you want to say before we get going?
No, just welcome back, ladies and gents. TMS truthers.
Ladies and fellas.
Yeah,
TMS truthers.
That's fine. I actually kind of like that.
No, I think Tyler pretty much nailed everything. The comeback, and yeah, just thought we'd hop back into some NBA talk. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of things that you can talk about, but I feel like the thing we should talk about like is the most hot topic right now. We can get other stuff later, but like Bradley Beal to the Phoenix Suns.
Good. That's a good one.
Oof.
We got some. I don't know. I know Tyler's opinion on it. Kind of. I don't really know Steele's. So I was like, "What's your opinion?" I'm like, "We'll save it for the pod. We'll save it for the pod." And I don't know. I guess we could open the floor with that. It happened as we're recording this. Happened yesterday.
I'd love to start with that
on Father's Day.
That's a great start.
Landry Shamet and
Happy
Chris
Father's
Paul.
Day, Chris Paul.
And some second round picks to the Wizards in exchange for Bradley Beal. For those that don't,
are
living under a rock. I guess I can just start off what I think it for both sides.
Please do, yeah.
The Suns, I think it's like a good trade. I mean, they didn't lose much. I still think like they have like some holes on the roster, including depth and like DeAndre Ayton's drive and motor. But I think maybe a team out there will take a chance on Ayton and they can trade him and get some depth, which I think is the best route for them. Like trade Ayton into like two quality role players instead of keeping them, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Adds another 20 point per game score to the roster, which is something they didn't need, but like I guess it's never, you can't have too many of those. It's gonna be interesting to see if we see point guard Devin Booker this year. That'll be cool to see. He played a little bit of point guard before Chris Paul's arrival in Phoenix. Yeah, so
good amount.
That'd be a cool thing to see him go back to his roots.
Yep.
For the Wizards, they fumbled the Bradley Beal bag. Like last year, they should have traded him before the trade deadline. They messed up by signing him and then giving him a no trade clause. I mean, honestly, signing him to the lucrative deal, which was like 5 years, 250, was like kind of insane to begin with. But then threw him a no trade clause. So
pretty crazy.
They pretty much fumbled the bag. They got pennies on the dollar, one might say.
Nice.
Good. For an all-NBA, all-star caliber player. I don't know. I don't know what the direction for the Wizards is. Do they keep Kristaps? Do they bring back Kuzma? I really have no idea. I think they're going to kind of just blow it up and tank this next year because they've been always stuck in purgatory where it's like they're not good enough to be a top seed and then they're not horrible enough to be a bottom seed. So
been a very mid team for a long time now. Yeah, they haven't really. Yep. I mean, back ever since John Wall is. I mean, what he had like two crazy injuries back to back years. Ever since then, they were even when he was there for like the last few years, they weren't doing anything. I think if I'm not wrong, I think they might have snuck into the playoffs. Obviously, that was way before the play-in. So I want to say they snuck into the playoffs a little bit towards the end of his time. But they never, obviously, Bill's never made it past the second round, which is kind of crazy. I didn't know that. It made sense to me. I don't know why I didn't think about that, but 11 years and zero conference finals appearances.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. My opinion on it is, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like they could have got a lot more for Bradley Beal. I know his contract's massive and he's getting older, but I don't know. I feel like they got like a used bag of chips and a dirty paperclip. And they didn't even get any first for that trade at all, which was mind blowing to me. Nope. And they did swap picks with Phoenix. Phoenix has a good team. They're going to be in the playoffs. They basically just like destroyed their, I don't know, they destroyed their second round future. And I don't think they have, I don't know, very many assets. Plus, like Tyler mentioned before, I don't think we're going to see Chris Paul suit up in a Wizards jersey by the start of the season. I don't think he's going to be there to start the season. So they basically just traded for Landry Shamet in pick swaps, which is even worse, come to think about it. So that's really my opinion on it. I think it was horrible for the Wizards. It's decent for the Suns. They have to take on that big contract with Bradley Beal, which is pretty tough to fill their bench needs because I know they're really top heavy in this lineup with KD, Book, Beal, Ayton, and they're not going to have very, very much money to fill the gap. So I don't know. We're going to see how that works out for them. They're going to be good, obviously, but championship level, I don't know.
I think it's I know ESPN did they graded the trade, and I know for the Wizards they did like it was
horrible grades.
Well, first of all, it was I saw the ESPN dude. I think I saw. I don't want to say Bleacher Report if that's wrong, but I think it was Bleacher Report. I know I saw ESPN do it, and it was like a B plus to the Wizards and like a D for the Suns. That's insane to me. Here's the thing. Him going Bradley Beal, I'm not a Suns. I used to be a Suns guy. I'm not a Suns guy right now. When the Suns are good, I don't like them when they're good. Suns fans irritate me. So it sucks in the way that I don't like seeing the Suns get better. But it's also kind of just stupid to me. I think Mason made a very, very good point that I've been talking about a lot with people about point Book, because I don't like Devin Booker. He's one of my least favorite players in basketball. I don't hate the guy. Obviously, I don't hate
him. But he's a hater.
I don't hate anybody or anything. I don't hate anybody. But Devin Booker is not my, I'm not a huge fan. Is he amazing? He's such a good basketball player. He's insane at basketball. I just personally am not a fan. But I think he thrives at point guard. Obviously he's not going to put as many scoring, crazy high scoring episodes as he usually does, I guess. But point book is kind of what I would want if I'm, first of all, going back to the Suns. We'll talk about this later, I'm sure. We'll talk about coaches. Firing Monty Williams is the dumbest thing that they could have possibly ever done this offseason. That was insane to me. I know Matt Ishbia just got there and he wants to make all these moves, and management's new, I guess, kind of a new management sort of is coming in, but are going to start coming in. But that's crazy to me. The Pistons got a giant W with that. We'll come back to coaches later. But yeah, point book is going to be good to see. I think probably what they're going to run is, I mean, unless we'll see how the draft and free agency goes, but I'm assuming it's going to be, if they get Torrey Craig back, it's going to be Book, Beal. I'd probably do KD, then Torrey Craig. I guess they're kind of, basketball is kind of positionless now, so it doesn't really matter. But KD at the three, and then I'll do Craig at my four, and obviously Aiden at the five. I'm also not an Aiden fan. I'm not a fan of his, and I don't think anybody should be. I'm not a fan of his, and unlike Booker, I don't think Aiden's very good. I think he's pretty overrated. If I were the Suns, I would have tried my best to include him in that KD trade. Because like you guys said earlier, they have all these stars. They have all this talent now. That's awesome. I'm a Bradley Beal supporter. I've always fought for him. I think Beal's one of the
Beal truther.
I'm a Bradley Beal truther. I think he still is one of the better players in the NBA. I really do. But this is another, I don't know how it keeps happening, but super teams always follow KD. And I think this might be, of the trio, I guess this isn't that crazy of a hot take, but of the three trios he's had so far in his career, and obviously in the Warriors, you had him, Steph, Clay, and then Nets, you had him, Kyrie, Harden. This is the worst. I don't know if you guys agree. I think it's pretty obvious. This is absolutely the worst. I think it's gonna work well, like you guys said. They're obviously gonna make the playoffs. They're gonna be a top four seed for sure. It's such a talented, basketball is such a weird sport because you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't have, I think this is the case with every team. I think if you don't have, this isn't a crazy hot take, but if you don't have at least an okay, decent bench, you're not going to win a championship. That's not a crazy take. I don't think it is, but
the only outlier is the Warriors team with KD. That's a very good point. The only outlier.
Absolutely, but
everyone else, though, you're right, like had a really not like a good bench, but at least a solid bench.
Dude, the Warriors, that 2018 team that swept the Cavs, I don't remember the 2017, I think it was a little bit better, but that 2018 team that swept the Cavs, their sixth man wasn't it like Nick Young, or he might have been seventh man. I know Jordan Bell was getting quality minutes in the finals, which we'll get to this year's finals later. I couldn't believe some of the players I was seeing on the screen. it was crazy, dude. When I saw Cody Zeller getting quality finals minutes, and I knew this shit was going to be ass. But but going back to the Beal trade, I think my unbiased opinion, I think the Suns are going to be a very good team. I'm not going to pick them to win the championship. I don't know what my predictions are going to be. Obviously, we have a long way to go. If they build a good bench, absolutely yes. But I don't see that happening unless you can offload Aiden and get, Mason, you were talking about this. I want to say, unless you can offload Aiden and get good role players, that's all they need. They don't need Deion. Nobody needs DeAndre Aiden. He's not a quality center. Even all my friends that are Suns fans will say the same exact thing. I know so many Suns fans. Every Suns fan will say the same exact thing. They'll defend Booker with their life, obviously, as they should. But Aiden, that they want to kill him, dude. And I know I would too. I want to kill him, and I don't like seeing the Suns succeed.
Bro does not do many things well.
Doesn't do anything well. He's not a center. Maybe, hear me out, throw him a power forward. I don't know who you would Bismack. I mean, if low key, bro, hold on. Build a Booker, Beal. Booker, Beal. Booker, I'm not saying this is good, but this is better, I think, than what they would put together before. Give me Booker a point. My two guys are gonna be Bradley Beal, obviously. I'll do KD at the three. Doc, give me DeAndre Ayton at my power forward, and then I'm Bismack Biyombo's jump getting the tip off.
That is disgusting.
Bismack Biyombo is gonna be getting the tip off for me.
That is disgusting. I'm like, oh, that's not sick, disgusting. No,
that's better than starting Torrey Craig and DeAndre Ayton. I think that's better. Because Aiden's more of a power forward. He's not an NBA center. I think if he played power forward, I think he wouldn't get all this hate because he's not, I don't think he's, he's not just he does he's I don't know. I don't want to say he's not as aggressive, because that's kind of a cop out answer, but he's not.
No, you're right though.
He's not as aggressive.
Yeah, he's not at all.
No, well, not even a little bit.
Not only that, but he's huge. Like, he's like the biggest guy on the court, and man has
ginormous.
Not only that, but he doesn't use his strength to his advantage, and he has
not even.
I don't know if you guys watch, but dude, he has no post game like whatsoever.
I know he doesn't. That's why he tries to score outside of the paint. And I know the NBA is changing. I know it's kind of positionless. I don't want my center trying to create shots
inside of the paint.
Unless you're Brook Lopez, he can't even shoot threes though.
He shoots like 15 footers. Like, that's the only thing he does.
He's gonna dribble into a pull up mid range. I don't want my center doing that. Yeah. Unless you're Brook Lopez or an offense. I mean, Anthony Davis when they have him at center. I don't want your giant ass doing that, bro. You're humongous. Use your size in the paint. It's just because he's not aggressive. Pause. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I just don't want him in there. But
yeah.
It was a good trade for the Suns, obviously, when you have three of the best scorers in the NBA. Obviously, Beal's probably top 15. Booker and KD, I'd say, are top 10. I think KD's top one. I think KD's best scorer ever. But Booker's obviously, I'm not a Booker fan, but he's an amazing basketball player. He's an insane scorer. When he gets hot, he's high. He's not going to miss. He dropped 70 points at like 19 years old. So he's obviously unreal. Beal, again, I've been a fan of him for a long time. I don't see him slowing down. Injuries are a thing, but I don't see this team winning a championship unless Mason said, or Steele, I think you touched on it too, unless they build a bench. Go to the Wizards really quick. I hate the trade for them. Obviously, like you said, Chris Paul is good. What they were doing is they're rebuilding. Like, they're not done. We're going to see a million more trades from this team. Kuzma's probably going to be in a sign and trade. I can see the Jazz getting in on that. That'd be kind of good for them, I think. also not a Kuzma fan, but I understand what he does. He has a role, and he plays it pretty well in some situations. So I think Jazz, that'd be a good place for him to go. Let's see.
Whoa! What's up with the Kuzma hate, man?
No, I'm not a Kuzma.
What's wrong with Kuzma?
Guy. You know, Kuzma's
like that.
I just can't get on the Kuzma train. You know that. I know you guys. I know like at least Steele. I know is a Kuzma guy. I can't get on this.
Watch this.
Let's see.
The Wizards and Suns trade again.
Kuzma's a son. He belongs.
Kuzma
with the
and Kristaps are Phoenix Suns, and Aiden is a Wizard.
Aiden's a Wizard.
That would be great, honestly.
That's not bad at all, actually.
Although, if I'm a Wizards fan, I'd be like, what the hell?
Oh, if I'm a Wizards fan, I don't want that. But at this point, they're gonna.
I don't want the Suns' crappy leftovers.
Yeah, no, that's honestly what they're getting.
They get to keep all the good players, and we just get whatever.
And everyone's getting. Well, Beal actually wanted Aiden. I don't know if that was real. I don't know if Woj or Shams said that. I don't know who said that, but apparently Beal wanted Aiden, which to me is like, are you serious? Did you just not want Chris Paul? So you're like, oh, I want DeAndre Aiden because it's one or the other. Did you actually want DeAndre Ayton, or did you just not want Chris Paul? I think you just didn't want Chris Paul. I love Chris Paul.
Speaking of Chris Paul, where do we think he's going to land if the Wizards waive him?
Well,
where do we want to see him go, I guess, is a better way to.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got a team in mind.
I got a few. I got a couple. I saw the Warriors were going to be in on him. That's crazy to me. I don't understand that at all.
Crazy
that's better
six,
not
man.
True. That would be an insane.
I guess he'd be a seventh man because of Poole, but. A team that would fit perfectly and that he should go to is the New Orleans Pelicans.
Wow. That's not what I thought you were going to say at all.
That would be sick.
That'd be kind of crazy.
They have CJ McCollum running the point guard spot right now, but I think there's rumors of them trading Zion and Brandon Ingram. I don't buy that at all. That's not going to happen. That's my TMS lock. That is not going to happen.
TMS lock Zion.
I don't care. I know Zion's like a baby daddy for like a million girls now. And Brandon Ingram is he's a bucket.
Big shots to my boy Zion.
I don't know. If they like, because like Chris Paul probably like, I hope he'd sign like a super cheap contract wherever he goes.
Oh,
I mean, if you have him facilitating, like that would be such a good team. Because like Ingram is a good playmaker. But like if you give that priority to like Paul now, like, I don't know, just opens the game up for everyone. I feel like that'd be a good fit. I feel like. And he goes back to where he started. So I don't know.
That'd be pretty cool, honestly. For me, if he does get waived, which I do think he is going to get waived, I could really see him teaming up with Bron in LA with AD and them.
Yeah,
I can see. You know, as hard as it probably is for you to hear, Tyler, I think that could definitely happen. That or he could go back to the Clippers. Fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Tyler's does not want him back.
It's not that I don't want him back. I want Russell so bad. I never thought I'd see the day where I want Russell Westbrook more than I want Chris. Chris Paul's one of my favorite players ever. Westbrook's getting there though. I've always been a Westbrook not fan, I guess, but I've always been like, yeah, he's when he was going through those bad times with the Lakers, I'm like, it's just the situation. He's not a bad player. And I think we saw that in the postseason. I think Westbrook, if we can't get Westbrook back, I want Chris Paul. Because I don't at all like Paul George or Kawhi bringing the ball up, especially Paul George. I do not want PG bringing the ball up at all. We need a point guard. That's been our biggest issue for forever. Clippers, I would like that if we're not paying him $40 million, and I don't even think we could, and if we lose Westbrook. But I think, yeah, Lakers still, I agree with you on that. I think if I had to put money on it, I think that's where he's going to go. I think he's going to go to the Lakers. It's kind of funny. Melo towards the end of his career was a Laker. D-Wade was a Cav back with LeBron towards the end of his career. So I could see Chris Paul going down the same route. Banana boat. I wanted them to play together so bad. You know how cool that would have been? But one, I don't know if this is like a crazy take. I saw a couple, like, not news people, but I saw like a couple social media people talking about this. Dude, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I kind of want him to go to the Celtics. Tell me that wouldn't be kind of crazy. That would that not be kind of, because that's I guess they don't really need at this point. JB and Jason Tatum are kind of vets, but that's that floor general that they really don't have. I mean, your starting point guards, with all due respect, I think Marcus Smart's a good basketball player, but I don't want him. I've always liked him more coming off the bench.
Fluke ass defensive player of the year.
What?
Said fluke ass defensive player of the year season.
They said Luka defensive player of the year. I was like, what are you talking about?
Fluke ass year, dude.
Yeah. That was kind of crazy. No, but I think if they can get him on a cheap deal, I would like that, because Chris Paul, the thing with the Clippers and the Lakers is that, yeah, he's going to be on two really good teams that are going to compete. Obviously, all three of these teams are going to compete, Lakers, Celtics, Clippers. But with the Clippers and Lakers, you have your other two stars and the guys you need to rely on are so injury prone, and you can't really bet on them playing 60 plus games. I think at this point, Kawhi, no. AD, I doubt he plays 50 plus games, maybe 50, 55, but I think he's going to just miss some time every year. LeBron, I guess, yeah, you're good there. But with the Clippers, you got two injury prone guys, and then you're adding a third one who's supposed to be the third score, I guess, third main score. I guess maybe four behind Norm Powell, some of those other guys. But with the Celtics, you can just put them on such a talented deep team, and your two main stars are so young, and I don't want to just say they're not injury prone, but they just haven't had any crazy career injuries. I mean, Jaylen Brown broke his face and he was back 2 days later. So I think there he's got the insurance he needs. If you bring in a guy like Chris Paul, who is very talented, but at this point, but still is very injury prone, he's not going to give you, again, like 80, 50 plus games. So I think he shouldn't go to the Lakers. I think he's going to, but I think he should go to the Celtics. If I'm him, I'm going to the Celtics. I think that'd be a really good team. And I think that team, I think if Chris Paul can stay healthy through the playoffs, which is a big if, I think that team wins the East. I like him more than a lot of the other guys. So
I like that take, honestly. Yeah. I just don't think, as a Chris Paul fan, I want to see him in a Celtics jersey.
No, I'd love to see him in a Celtics jersey. I would love to see him in a Celtics jersey. That'd be fire. I think it's one of those three teams. I'd be shocked. The Warriors, I think that's all. I think that's just smoke. I don't see that happening. I don't remember any of the other teams that were listed.
What about Miami?
Oh, Miami's a good one. That's a smart one. Oh my God, I don't do bro. That. I don't do that if I'm the Heat. I'm keeping Kyle Lowry.
I'm staying far away.
Yeah. And I'm not.
Yeah, it's like a headache waiting
I'm
to
not
happen
touching
there.
That with a 30 for the 30 foot rope, dude. I'm not even getting close to that. I think I saw someone, this had to be a joke, but someone said Harden and Chris Paul back to the Rockets. What the fuck? No.
Hell, dude, I'd love that.
I'm sure you would.
I'd take Harden, but you can keep Chris Paul.
Oh yeah.
I'll take Harden any
dude,
day, but
I'll take both.
Fuck no.
How are you gonna do with Jalen Green, bro?
Oh, low key. No, I like point guard Harden. I was gonna say maybe Chris Paul of the Sixers, but I like point guard Harden. I'm a fan of that.
I hope he's still playing point guard. I really hope to God Harden does not return to the Sixers.
No, really? No. I think he's going to. Do you think he's going to, or you just don't want him to?
I think he will, but I don't want him to. That team isn't going to win shit, so it's like a waste of his time.
Yeah, I think so too.
Joel Embiid is like, he's a really good, but dude, I don't know. He just fumbles in the playoffs. Like, that's not a conversation that we can start there. We can talk about the playoffs.
We'll be talking about Joel Embiid.
The hot, maybe a hot take, dude, but Joel Embiid, I'm not saying he's like a fraud or anything, but dude, we need to start talking about how he fumbles in the playoffs. Yeah. Like, I feel like he gets so many passes. Like, I feel like Harden gets shitted on so many times. Yeah. And then, I'm trying to think of other superstars. Like, Curry will have one bad game. It's like the end of the world. Like, Jokic, last year, he was like a huge target when he didn't even have his second best and third best player. Yeah, well, I guess fourth best. I think Aaron Gordon's the third best now. But, dude, I don't know. It's just like, maybe, I guess this year, the pressure was more like put on him after they lost in seven, after being up 3-2. Like,
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Like, Harden had some stinker games in that series, but also like he was the reason they won those three games that they had. Like Embiid didn't have a single game this playoffs where you're like, okay, that's the MVP, which is like crazy to me. Like, he didn't have a single one of those.
Yeah. Jokic had several, which was really funny. I thought,
dude, he had the whole playoffs, bro.
I know. Yeah.
He was phenomenal. Yeah, wasn't there a stat where it was like, Embiid is the only MVP in the MVP era to like not make the conference finals.
Yeah.
And win MVP. Really? Yeah. He's serious? The only one. Only one.
What? Since when?
Since ever. Like, he's the only guy.
Are you serious? I did not know that. That's actually really crazy.
Yeah, when you think about it, it's like, dude, these MVPs are winning chips and stuff, or making it to the conference finals at least.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
My boy is not. I don't know. I don't know if it's like a Sixers thing or like they need to need to move on or something. I don't know, dude. I just don't see with they have no like assets. Like, they have Tobias Harris on a lucrative contract for, I think maybe this is like last year of the deal, but
I think he's got a few years left.
They actually have Tyrese Maxey, who's like a young talent at least.
I like him a lot.
The Nick Nurse thing, like, we can talk about that too. Like, I like Nick Nurse as a coach, but like, I don't know how his philosophy is going to work in Philadelphia, because like, he is used to like playing his guys like 45 minutes, like his starters like 40 minutes. Like, that's just how it is. And like, are we being honest? Like, is Joel Embiid going to play 40 minutes every single night? No, that's just it's not going to happen unless you want him to miss the entire playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, it just won't happen. So. I don't know. I think the Sixers are a mess. If I'm Harden, I am, like you said, with Chris Paul and the Heat, I am staying so far away from that situation. Like, just go somewhere else. Like, ring chase somewhere else, dude. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really agree. I've been an avid Jokic hater for the last few years.
You and me both, my brother. You and me both.
So I'd like to have a Shaq moment. That's why I'm wearing this Shaq jersey right now.
I really hope that's actually the reason. That's pretty funny.
Apologize to the boy Jokic. I was not familiar with your game. I still am confused by your game, because
that is wild.
Because you move at like 30 speed if we're talking 2K ratings here, but you still cook for 50. So I have to apologize. I wasn't familiar with your game.
Yeah.
I agree completely with Mason. I think we do have to hold Embiid to some sort of accountability there, because I full-heartedly think that, there's two of those games where Harden, he had like a 40-piece game, and then he had that game winner, and I don't know if it was game two or three. I'm really not too sure on that one, but Harden balled his ass off, and then when Embiid comes back and, he's trying to do his thing, it's just like not working. I don't know. I think he's easier to read than Jokic. I'm going to compare him to Jokic, because I think he should have won MVP this year, even though it doesn't fit the quote NBA agenda, giving him three MVPs, but he deserved them. So that's where I stand on the whole thing.
Yeah. Similar to Steele, I don't think I've ever talked about it on the show, but I am not a Jokic fan. I think he's talented. I also didn't get the hype, though. Definitely, and I wouldn't have given him back-to-back MVPs. I think the first one should have gone to Steph. I'm not going to just bash on Jokic. I'm just giving my reason. I think the first one should have gone to Steph. I think we saw a historic performance from Steph, I guess two years ago now. I think the main thing was that, yeah, they didn't, they were technically a playoff team. They were eighth seed plus in play-in. I would have given that one to Steph. Last year, I would have given it to Embiid. I'm an Embiid guy. I like Embiid. Probably be maybe my favorite center. He's up there for sure. I don't at all for even a split second think Embiid should have won MVP this year. This was not, I think, again, I like MVP. I'm not, I like Embiid. I'm not a Jokic fan. I think this was kind of a pity MVP for Embiid. I think everyone was just talking about,
it was like a damn, bro. Just take it.
Yeah, just take it. That's exactly what it was.
But he cried his way to an MVP.
He did. I keep forgetting he won MVP this year. Like I've forgotten several times because, like Mason said, I guess it is a regular season award, and I will always bring that up in conversation. But I don't think it should be a regular season award. I can't fathom the league MVP playing like that in an elimination game. That game 7 against the Celtics, especially when you're up 3-2, game 6, you can get it done in your home court. You don't. I understand it's not the blame isn't fully on him. I think Harden played pretty well, so I wouldn't. I mean, I guess game 6 not really, but I think Harden played pretty well that series, good enough to win that series. And if you're Embiid, if you're the MVP of the league, you got to figure out a way to get it done. And the fact that you couldn't take that team. It's just a talented team. I actually picked the Sixers to beat the Celtics in that series. I thought the Sixers were going to win the East. I'm going to be honest with you. After the Bucks lost, I was like, all right, this is the Sixers year. So I will say, I think this MVP, I don't think it should have gone to Jokic. I don't think it should have. I would have given this year's MVP to Giannis. I know they lost in the first round, but I thought Giannis.
Damn, you're an actual hater.
I don't think you can give someone an MVP 3 years in a row. That's kind of crazy.
You're not giving him one.
I don't think I would have given him one. I guess if I had it my way, only reason I would have given it to Giannis over Jokic this year is because Jokic won the last two. I guess if I had to choose the MVPs 2 years ago, I'm going Steph. Last year I'll go. I still think Embiid should have won last year. I thought that was kind of crazy to me that he didn't. I'll go Steph 2 years ago and then Embiid, and then I'll go Jokic this year. Only reason I wouldn't give it to Jokic this year is because I think 3 years in a row is kind of fucking crazy.
Yeah, LeBron didn't do it.
I will say I was also wrong about Jokic. I didn't see it with Jokic. I thought he was a good player, but I'm like, you can't win a championship with this guy as your best player. I was obviously wrong.
Very wrong. Going back to the dominated.
Very wrong.
Man, dude, dominated.
I was insanely wrong. I thought the Nuggets were going to get bounced in the second round. Not to the Suns. I thought we would have beat the Suns. I didn't think the Nuggets would win the finals at all. It caught me so far off guard. Once they were matched up with the Heat, though, I was like, all right, yeah, this is over. I was like, this is wrap. I said six. I was like, this is wraps. And this is
them sweeping the Lakers and didn't sell it for you.
No, I think if they played the Celtics, I think the Celtics, in my mind, I probably would have picked the Celtics to win.
Nuggets hater.
Dude, you're a hater. You're an actual hater.
My perspective has changed now. I understand, but I just didn't think
IRL, bro.
I truthfully didn't think at the time that you could win a championship with Jokic. I was unbelievably wrong, I will say. I was like, there's no way. I don't see this team winning a championship with Jokic as your best player. I didn't think it was going to happen. I thought it was a fluke one seed. I was wrong, obviously, very wrong. They have a great team. I should have known, but I was like, deep team Jokic, I don't know. But I was insanely wrong. I'll touch on Harden too, because I think this is really intriguing offseason. I think he goes back to the Sixers. I don't think he should, but I think he's going to. And going back to Embiid a little bit. Oh, I was going to say about Harden as well. This is something I've been saying since, I guess not, he was in Brooklyn. And I think it was when he was going to get traded from Brooklyn. Him and this team were connected. And I was like, this makes a lot of sense to me. I know him and this other guy have kind of like a touchy, not great history, I guess. But put Harden on the fucking Bucks, bro. Him and Giannis, are you kidding me right now? Tell me that wouldn't be in it. I think that would be – that might be the best duo in the league. I think that makes a ton of sense. Again, when he was leaving Brooklyn, I thought him in Brooklyn was kind of stupid to begin with. But I think that was kind of a dumb chapter in his career. I get him and Harden – him and Katie and Kyrie, I get that. But I thought that was kind of dumb for both sides. I thought him in Philadelphia made a lot of sense. I don't think it does now. I really truthfully think that him on the Bucks is – I think that's a perfect fit. I think you plug him in.
Where do you get? Yeah, I was going to ask you, where do you go with that? Because they already have Drew Holiday in.
I'm letting Middleton walk. I think Middleton can. I like Middleton. I think he might be gone anyways. I think he tries to get a bag this year. I think someone like the Pistons or I don't know, some lower team like that giving him a lot of money, and I could see him saying yes. But if I'm the Bucks, I'm getting hard. I'm letting Middleton go, and I think I have a pretty solid team. I would go after Torrey Craig again in free agency. I'm pretty sure he's a free agent. I think I don't like Grayson Allen at all, but I do think he's a solid bench player. I think their bench is fine. I think their team is fine. Grayson Allen. I hate Grayson Allen so much since college, dude. Oh my gosh. But I truthfully think that's a champion. I think they're already a championship team. Obviously, you have Giannis, you're a championship team. But if I'm the Bucks. I think it was smart firing Budenholzer. I thought that was good. I think they're going in the right direction. I like them this year. I think if they lose Middleton, I think you got to get a guy like Harden. I don't think you can lose Middleton and try to run that team back with no Chris Middleton. I'm not a Chris Middleton. I don't think he's anything special, but he works with the Bucks. He fits them really well. Obviously, you can pretty much build any team around Giannis, but I think Harden to the Bucks. I think I like that a lot. I've liked that for a while. You can kind of switch out who you want bringing the ball up over there. If you want to put Harden as shooting guard, I think it's fine. If you still want point Harden like the Sixers do, I think that's also fine. But I like that a lot. I really do. I think that's been something I've been looking at for a while. And I'm like, I think that just makes perfect sense.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
We'll see.
It'll be an interesting offseason for sure.
Very much so.
I guess we can touch on the – talked a little about the finals. I guess we can touch on that real quick. I don't know. I don't have a ton to say on the finals. I mean, like, I don't know. It was like there was like some good moments, but like if we're just being honest, dude, like I know there's memes. It's like, oh, if you didn't enjoy the series, like you just didn't enjoy basketball. And like,
shut up, please.
Like
shut
to
up.
Be honest, like it was still like cool that. To see like Jokic dominate and stuff, but like let's be honest, like. It just didn't have that like same feeling as like previous years did. No. Like,
not even a little bit for a second. Not even, dude.
Like, I don't know. The Warriors Celtics series, like that was like a good series. It wasn't anything crazy in my opinion. I thought like the last great series was like the Suns and Bucks. I think that was a great series. Yeah. Just like the storyline and everything. Like both teams, like I don't know, they haven't won a championship in forever.
Yeah.
The Suns have never won a championship, but like the Bucks hadn't won one since like 50 years or something crazy.
Then
you had the bubble year, and then the year before that you had the Kawhi Leonard. So I don't know, it's just been like cool storylines, and like this one was like it was a cool storyline with like the Heat's like Cinderella story. But I feel like you'd be kind of oblivious to say like you didn't see the Heat getting like dominated. Like
oh yeah,
Jimmy Butler was like he was like slowly declining throughout the playoffs. I mean, you could attribute that to his ankle injury.
Yeah, sure.
Caleb Martin played really good in the Eastern Conference Finals. He crapped the bed in the finals. Same with Gabe Vincent, who was an unsung hero. Max, pretty much every Heat player that like was crazy in the playoffs, like absolutely shit the bed in the finals. And like that's just how it is.
Sucks.
Yeah, Duncan was still pretty decent.
Yeah, Duncan was good. Like it was like literally Duncan was like okay. Duncan was pretty good, and like Jimmy and Bam were just like carrying, and that's like that's how it was.
Fucking sucks ass.
And even Jimmy was like, you know,
he was going down.
I felt more like Bam. It felt like more really, like Bam for a while.
Yeah, for sure.
It was like, dude, that was really cool to see though. I love Bam. I was happy to see him get, I guess he's had his shine, but if it see him really be on the center stage in the finals, it'd be like the main, I guess, score on that team was really cool, I thought.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know, like I guess we'll stop shitting on the Heat, but like I don't know. Like that team was cool. That team was cool, but like it's not gonna happen next year, like they'll make playoffs, I think, but like I don't
unless
think
they get
they're
Dame.
Gonna. He, dude, Dame's staying in
Dame, Portland. Dame, yeah, I think he literally just said like there's yesterday he's gonna stay.
He did, yeah, but he's so stupid. Him on the Heat, bro, that team would win the East.
I could see that. We'll see.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because they would trade Hero and Duncan and some picks.
Yeah,
dude, I hope they wouldn't.
They ain't got no picks, brother.
I think they should trade Hero to begin with. I'll touch on that when I go,
and we're going to the other side, like the Nuggets. Like, we already talked about Jokic a lot. The Jamal Murray thing was really cool, like him getting emotional after winning. Like I don't know, like you just like you had a feel for the guy for the past year and a half. Like I don't know, going through like any injury like that just sucks. Like speaking from experience, it's not fun.
Yeah, right?
It sucks. Like, I can't even imagine. And I don't know, like, Aaron Gordon, like, I think, I don't know, like, he's, like, the third best player, in my opinion. Like, I think he solidified that in the finals. Like, I like Michael Porter Jr., but, like, dude, what people don't talk about enough, what Aaron Gordon did was, like, the players he defended, like, in the playoffs. Like, he went up against Kat the first round. He went up against Kevin Durant. And then he went up against LeBron. And then he went up against, like, Jimmy Butler. Like, that's what, those were his assignments. Like, he was given those assignments, like... And he did a great job. Like, obviously, there's still games where those players did good. But, like, dude, I mean, who's not going to have good games when you're a superstar?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think he was the unsung hero of this entire run. When they made that trade, like, 2 years ago at the trade deadline, when the Magic sold everything, I was like, all right, that's gonna be huge for them. And I think it was. I don't know. Michael Porter Jr., cool for him, I guess. I don't really have a lot to say on him. Like, he's cool, I guess. He's overpaid as hell, but. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if the Nuggets can run it back next year. I think they'll still be the first in the West, but we'll see if the Suns can take them down, or even like the Warriors or something.
Clippers.
Or the Clippers, the hospital team. We'll see.
Yeah. I like to touch up on what you said about Aaron Gordon, because not only defensively was he, you know, on the toughest assignments, like you put, but offensively too. I'm pretty sure he had two or three games where he had at least 20 plus, which was for him, I was pretty shocked to see. I'm not familiar with his game very much. I just know him as like the dunk guy.
Oh my god!
I don't know. See him
dunk guy is hilarious. By the way, that's insane that you just said.
Should have been two times.
Bro's acting like a casual right now. Come on.
That's why you were number 50.
Sometimes I am a casual. I can admit. Yeah, sometimes I'm a little casual.
What is going on?
But
the dunk guy is so fucking funny.
What I don't necessarily like agree with you guys is I did find this finals really enjoyable. Personally, because I feel like it's the storyline there is like the start of a Nuggets dynasty, because the team's all coming back for the most part, unless someone's, you know, like Christian Braun's egotistical ass asked for like 100 mil or something.
Or when
like
Bruce
that.
Brown gets $150 million from the Clippers.
What the hell?
Do you want to win? Like, I'm confused here.
Bruce Brown's good, but Jesus, dude.
But that 150 mil good. But, I don't know, just the whole final is just put into perspective that Jokic is indeed that guy. He's phenomenal, man. I went from a hater to I really like the guy now. You know, I've had a change of heart.
Bandwagon.
hey, a little bit, all right? A little bit. Disappointing was the fall off of Jimmy, because if he would have completed that storyline that they had going, that would have been like the top three like greatest playoff runs I think ever.
You're where a Jimmy he was guy too.
Yeah, but it was disappointing to see his fall off, but you know, I get it. Injuries. I think he had some things going on with his father too. So like it's kinda hard to focus on basketball.
Is that Michael Jordan? By his father, do you mean Michael Jordan?
Bro's blaming his play on daddy issues.
Yo. I'm saying that.
Do you mean Michael Jordan?
Jimmy Jordan.
Do you mean Michael Jordan?
I do think they look. That's a conspiracy that I think is true. Low key.
That's a conspiracy that I know is true.
What is going on?
What's going on is we're exposing Michael Jordan for being the father of Jimmy Butler. I would do an entire episode on that. That's absolutely true.
What's your guys' favorite funniest moment from the season?
Yeah, dude.
I have one, dude. I feel like this is gonna be might be your guys' too, dude. When Patrick Beverley pulled out the camera and showed the rep, that was really so funny.
You know what was kind of annoying about that is I love Mike Breen, but dude was so pissed when that was happening.
I know.
Patrick Beverley, I think everyone thought it was just funny. Like
it was so funny.
LeBron's reaction was absolutely fucking hilarious. Patrick Beverley bringing the camera out was so funny. But Mike Breen goes, he's like, oh, this is ridiculous. This is not what we want to see. He rightfully was teed up for that. I'm like, dude.
Frozen old head.
He's like, Mike Breen is so him and like every other aspect, but
every other day
that I was just like, what is this guy on?
Yeah, or like
real quick with the finals, I wanted to say too, I think I knew it wasn't going to be good from the second I saw it. No disrespect to the Heat, but the second I saw Heat Nuggets, I'm like, this shit's over. Mason, I thought you made a good point where you're like, oh, yeah, all the other finals had good storylines. This one did too, but it just felt different. I think Warriors-Celtics was very good. My favorite finals the last few years was definitely Raptors-Warriors. That was such a good one. But, yeah, I was really disappointed. I think another thing that no one really talks about that much, Mason, you and I actually talked about this a little bit when we were watching the games, but the way they broadcast it now is just dumb as fuck. It's like the scoreboard looks so stupid now. ESPN, they should have never changed the scoreboard. It was so sick. But it says the finals in, like, small-ass font in the bottom right. And then it has like, it had like Nuggets lead two, or I guess Nuggets lead 3-1 or whatever. And then the finals graphics on the court, the finals logo, sorry, on the court wasn't real. It was computer generated. You could see them stepping on the actual thing. And I'm like, that's dumb as fuck. I don't know. It doesn't feel the same anymore. The finals don't. I don't know. I don't think it was really just the teams that made me not like this year's finals. I don't like throwing the word mid around. I think it gets used too much nowadays, but it wasn't good. I don't know. Game five was really good though. The last game was very good.
Like the old courts that they had like back in like
so cool.
The Heatles era with like LeBron and Miami. It was like, I don't know, that was like pretty cool and stuff. And then like they're just like,
I don't even
YouTube TV is just plastered everywhere.
YouTube TV NBA finals and stuff.
Yeah, like what the hell, dude? YouTube, like you look at the NFL, like
sell out.
It's like a cinematic freaking masterpiece.
Oh,
dude,
that's why the
Super
Bowl is still the best thing of all.
What they do that, and like I know it's different because like a best of seven is different than like winner takes it all. But still, I mean, I don't know. You could present it a little differently, like. I don't know.
And I don't even need like the Larry O. I know everyone likes this. I'd like it too, but I don't even need like, I don't need the giant ass Larry O'Brien over like center court logo. I don't need that. All I want is
it needs to be real. That's the first thing.
It needs to be real.
Seeing Jokic's leg go through the NBA finals logo is a little sus.
Right? Yeah. No thanks. And they don't even have it. Like they don't even have like, I mean like this isn't that big. I mean, it's kind of, I don't think it's stupid for them, but this is a big deal. They need like a golden scoreboard like they would do all the times before. Yeah. They need like the team's logo in gold. I know they would do it for like certain shots and different camera angles.
It's like on their jerseys and that's it.
They have the patch on their jerseys, which I do like. I think a lot of people say they want like a front patch. I think it's fine the way it is, the patch on the back. I saw a picture of Shaq the other day in the finals. He had the Larry O'Brien trophy. There was a stitch onto his jersey. I thought that was pretty sick. I don't know what year that was, but the presentation is just dumb now. And that's not on the teams at all. Again, once the Heat won game seven, I'm like, this is not going to be a great finals. I don't really want to see Max Strus getting 32 minutes in NBA finals game. I don't want Tyler Zeller or Cody Zeller. I don't know which one it is. There's two of them. It's one of the two.
Well, Tyler Zeller is out of the NBA and Cody Zeller is damn near out of the NBA. So you're not far off.
So, it's basically the same. They're the same person. I think they're twins anyways.
Although if Tyler Zeller wants to come on the podcast, he's more than welcome to.
Dude, same with Cody. Oh my God. I'll take either one. Big shouts to the Zells. We could get Tyler double Tyler. I'm down with that.
I don't know, Cody.
Cody can stay at home, dog.
Yeah. He couldn't guard Jokic.
I don't know why I'm playing
with
Cody. I'm sorry, Cody Zeller.
He couldn't. I'll tell you why. He couldn't guard Jokic. Not that I could, but he couldn't
guard
anyone. I know he can't, let alone the two-time MVP.
The funniest part of that was when he got like trucked. In game one, I think it
was.
Dude,
that's literally
the
second. Yeah, I mean, that was all over social media everywhere, and I'm like, yeah, everyone knows this is fucking raps. I will say, I don't like the Nuggets. Solely based off the fact, that's probably why some of my Jokic hate comes from, because I used to like the guy. When we blew a 3-1 lead, and they just started fucking clowning us in the bubble, I was so pissed. Oh my gosh, I was already pissed that we blew the 3-1 lead. But they started clowning us. I was like, all right, dog. It was so well deserved. Oh my God. But someone I've always liked is Jamal Murray, so I was really happy for him actually. Obviously he's had a crazy
man got
tumultuous
that good treatment after the game. That's
he did.
I had to bet money, I would say. Yeah. That's why he was crying. That's the real reason he was crying. He's had such a tumultuous last 2 years. Obviously, it's been as a fan.
Bringing out the damn,
not
it's too big for my brain, dude.
Bro, do not fuck with my vernacular, please. But no, I was really happy to see him win the final. Same with Bruce Brown. I think Bruce Brown's a really good player too. Bruce Brown is that guy for real.
Bruce Brown will be a Houston Rocket,
dude. You know, he's gonna be a Houston Rocket in 2 years. Jaylen Brown.
I didn't like the finals. Basically, was what I wanted to say. Wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
Again, I watched every game beginning to end, because it's the NBA finals. I'm not gonna be like, oh, I'm not gonna watch this. Obviously, I watched. It was great. It's championship basketball, but it's not what I would have wanted to see. I wanted, oh my god, I think you guys, I've said this a million times. I wanted Lakers Celtics insanely bad. Dude, I was down bad for Lakers Celtics. You know how good that would have been? Oh my god. Either Bron wins, what would have been his fifth? Either Bron wins number five, I think. Passes Steph, or JB gets a ring, JT gets a ring. Dude, Lakers Celtics would have been so good.
Yeah, except the best big man of our generation got it. So
yeah.
Facts.
Dude, what are you
talking
about?
I can agree with that.
Mason Plumlee did not get a ring. What are you?
Dude, Mason. Screw Mason Plumlee, man.
Mason Plumlee did. Bro, Plum Dog Millionaire did not get a ring.
I'm not even gonna cap, bro. Plumlee's nice.
I know.
Dude, isn't there a clip of him like shoving Steven Adams?
Dude, no. I don't think a clip exists of anybody shoving Steven Adams. Except for a fucking bear, maybe.
I'll believe it just because it's the most random thing that's been said today. So
that is kind of crazy that you just, yeah. I don't think that'd be something you would just imagine happening. So maybe.
Yeah, no, so I'll believe you.
Thank you.
What else is there to talk about? Wembanyama is a Spur, I guess. Yep. That's cool. I don't know. Alperen Şengün's gonna fuck on him.
Facts. Play each other. Wembanyama overrated.
Big Brun.
Oh shit.
He is overrated.
Big Brun.
I feel like Scoot or Brandon Miller could have a better career than Wembanyama.
Dude, I am so scared Brandon Miller's gonna be a rocket. Oh my god, I want Amen Thompson so
dude,
bad.
Dude, I was about to say Amen Thompson is probably my favorite player in this draft.
Brandon Miller is so scary to me, dude. I don't know. Bro is like
so
the next.
He's so scary. He's so scary to a lot of people, I think.
Well, dude, he's the next John Moran. Are you kidding me?
That's what I'm saying. That's why.
Speaking of John Moran, man got a 25 game suspension.
I don't think that was enough.
Oh, shit.
For real, I don't think it was. You flashed the gun twice in 1 year, and you only give him 25 game suspension?
Here's the thing.
I feel like if Stern was here, he would have been suspended for a year. David Stern.
I don't know where I stand on the situation.
I know where I stand. Here's what I think, okay? I think it wasn't enough. I completely agree with Steele. I think I would have gone, I'm going to be honest, 35-40. But here's why. Not because of what he did was terrible. I think what he did, it's not, obviously, it's not like he can do whatever he wants to do. I understand that. But I think he's got to understand the position he's in. He's a role model to, I'm going to say, hundreds of thousands, millions of kids around the world.
Young grittiers.
Dude, what?
Young grittiers.
Young grittiers. I think you said young. I thought you said younger years, and I'm like, what did I miss? Young grittiers. Yeah, exactly. He's got so many fans, so many kids looking him up to around the world. And as if I was a parent of a child and I see my son's basketball role model, somebody looks up to, fucking flashing handguns on Instagram Live several times. One of the times where he's drunk as hell in a strip club.
Yes,
fuck
dude.
No, bro.
Yeah, come on. That's a role model right there.
Damn.
So that's a role model is a crazy thing to say. So it's what he did. Yes, is terrible. I think it's not what he did. It's the fact that he did it in the position he's in as, again, like I said, a role model to so many people, so many kids. Yeah. He's supposed to be a, I guess, I'm going to try and find a different word other than role model. I can't think of one.
He's supposed to be a poster boy for the NBA.
He's supposed to be this guy that people can be like, oh, LeBron's never had any issues. He's supposed to be, not comparing him to LeBron, but he's supposed to be in that same category where you think of the NBA, you think of John Morant. But then you think of John Morant now, you think of this, obviously. I think 25 wasn't enough. I think I would have done 35-40. Almost based entirely off of the fact that he had said he learned his lesson and he didn't. He turned around and he did it again. Again, you can do whatever you want to do behind closed doors. You can't do it for the entire world and everybody ever to see.
Yeah.
Again, in the position you're in, you just can't let that happen. And the fact that it happened twice after the NBA
kind of gave him a pass the first time. I want to say they talked to him. They did what they needed to do. They worked out the kinks. Obviously, they got him back in. It was late in the season. They needed him, obviously. I think that attributed to the Grizzlies not having a good playoff run. Obviously, it didn't go anywhere. But I think 35, 40, I'll just cap it at 40, I guess. It's a two-time offense, and it's a serious issue that I think it was just – I'm not trying to hate on the guy. Obviously, I want to see him succeed. I want to see him play basketball. The NBA is better when he's out there, but it was stupid. I can't believe that that's dumb to me.
Well, I think the weirdest thing about it was the fact that his PR team decided to go through for the notion that it was a toy gun that he flashed.
No, I know.
Just to, like, take the accountability, but yeah, I don't know.
That a grown man's playing with a toy gun.
Well, and then, yeah, and then they, like, apparently they leaked footage of him using the same gun to light a candle and saying, showing that it was a toy gun, like doubling down on it.
Even if it was a toy gun, it's like there's still
fucking care if there's a bullet. I don't care if it's real. I don't care if it's fake. I don't care if it's loaded. I don't care if the safety's on off. The fact that you have a gun and you're waving it for millions of people to eventually see, it's just dumb to me. It's just stupid. I don't care what you do. I don't care. I like watching NBA players. As long as they're not terrible, rapists, horrible human beings, I don't care. If you want to play with a gun, play with a gun. I don't give a fuck. But don't have the entire world. Don't
do it behind closed doors.
Do it behind closed doors. I don't care. Don't show the entire world and use it in that sense. I think it's so, so, so dumb. I can't believe he did it once, let alone twice. And people are blaming his friends for, like, oh, if this wouldn't happen if his friends didn't record him. Yeah, but it wouldn't have happened if he was obviously doing it before, because he turns the camera for a split second and you can see it. Like, obviously, he was in the process. I just think it's so fucking dumb. And then, like, it was so funny to me because he gets out of the car. I don't know if you guys saw this video. I didn't see it circulating very much. I saw it on Twitter, but he gets out of the car and he starts, like, gritting on top of the car in, like, a fucking suburban neighborhood. I'm like, dog, get back in your fucking Range Rover, dog, with a red interior. Fuck out of here. Oh my god, it's just so annoying to me. Bro was on top of his car gritting. I don't know if he had a gun at that point, but gritting to a young boy in a fucking suburban neighborhood with brick chimneys. I'm like, dog, get the back in your fucking Range Rover, please. Oh my god, it's so dumb.
Bro's the first guy to try to make it out of the NBA.
Yeah, well, Miles Bridges is the first guy.
He could make a comeback. You never know.
I saw that, actually.
Jesus Christ. 27 days.
Dude, that song's still good. I'm sorry. Yeah. I bumped that song. Oh. I do.
All right.
I have no shame either. I have no shame in bumping that.
I believe you. I've heard you. I believe you.
Bro's canceled.
That's right.
My fault.
It's now gonna be a TM show.
Nah, I got
Tyler. No, Tyler.
It's out of the playlist now.
Tyler Mason's right out of the playlist. Nice. Out of my rotation. What do you guys think about Ja?
I don't know. He's
great inside my city. Yeah.
All right, dude.
Sure is.
I don't know. I feel like. Definitely feel like he fucked up. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other things to talk about. I feel like we covered most of it, unless you guys have other stuff you want to bring up.
I think we covered most of it for the most part. I can't really think of anything.
I'm sure I got a couple things in the tank.
Yo.
Ooh, something I want to touch on was LeBron completely pulling a 2018 Cavs and just completely changing his team over again. Or I guess
they're going to say something completely different. I was like, what the
hell? I think you're going to talk about him passing.
I think you're going to say
him passing.
All-time score.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was dope. Definitely bring that up. I think you're going to say him carrying his team through the finals. Like, I don't know if we watched the same playoffs, but because
he
wasn't bad, but
no.
He was not LeBron that we know.
I can't believe LeBron just swept again. I guess 2018. I can't believe that.
So it was like 2018.
Passing Kareem. Passing
Although
Kareem
this really... roster flip like actually worked out in their favor.
Oh,
but,
yeah, very much so.
Oh, that was a great roster.
They're set up really, really well for the future.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, rumor has it, though, that, like, D'Lo is still putting up shots after the game, like, right now.
Yeah, as we're speaking, actually, D'Lo is getting ready for
game. He's getting ready for game 17 against the Nuggets.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Game 32 against the Nuggets is actually tomorrow night,
I think.
Oh, my gosh. sucks. I like D'Lo, but he always gets down the same path. He goes to a team, he plays very well, and I was like, oh, he finally found his spot. And then something happens, and I think if I'm the Lakers, though, I think let's talk about free agents a little bit. I don't know how much we've touched on. I guess a little bit, but I want to talk about Kyrie a lot. I do want to touch on that because I think if you're the Lakers, you go for Kyrie, and if you can't get Kyrie, you get D'Lo back. I do. I think he didn't play that well in free agency or in free agency. Sorry,
Lakers
in the playoffs.
Stay far away from Kyrie, in my
yeah.
Opinion. So I would.
No, I do too.
Because Kyrie's like good, don't get me wrong, but like you're gonna have to, you won't be able to bring back Reeves or Vanderbilt or. Missing one of them.
Bring back Reeves to begin with. No way they pay him $100 million. If that's real, then definitely not. Don't pay Reeves $100 million.
I better not. Be
I'm bringing back Reeves.
$100 million.
Depending on that, depending on the years, I would do it. Just like, what else do you have to lose? Type beat. Vanderbilt, you need to keep him.
Like Vanderbilt.
Dude, who am I missing? Oh, you can let maybe Malik Beasley walk. He didn't do shit.
I like him. I think he's a good player. I wouldn't pay him a ton of money. I think if he gets money from somewhere else, you let him go get that. But
Rui. Rui's got to stay.
Rui has to stay.
That's like what I'm saying, though. Like, I would rather have those three quality players.
Yeah.
Than Kyrie's a beast. Like, I'm not saying like don't get Kyrie because he sucks or like
it's kind of a soft situation though.
Or like the he's like a off the court like drama. Like, I don't really care about any of that.
No, I don't either.
Like, I just think it's more so just like setting up your team. Like, you got two superstars and like Anthony Davis and LeBron, and like if you build around them, like I think you'll be all right. Like, you know, they already won a chip before together, so I mean, we'll see. I think Kyrie's gonna stay a Maverick, in my opinion. Like,
I think he should. I think that's the best move.
I honestly don't think there's gonna be a lot of like people that are like gonna go after Kyrie this offseason.
No, I don't see that.
Like, I saw a thing that the Rockets might want him, which would be kind of sick.
I saw that too.
Like, as a Rockets fan, that's dope. I don't know. Like, it doesn't make sense for either side. It's sick though, but
I think that's just smoke. I don't see that happening.
But yeah, I think he's going to be back with the Mavericks. I mean, I don't think that's like a championship team, but I think it's like good for Kyrie to kind of like stay in one place for a little bit.
I think that's a championship team.
I don't think so.
No.
Wait, you think Dallas is a championship team?
I do. I think the duo of maybe not right now. I think they got it. I think
they got to back Kyrie. They got to get some other players in there, dude.
No, I know. I think they do. I think Tim Hardaway's cooked. I would try to get him off the team. That's, by the way, speaking of Tim Hardaway, didn't think we were gonna talk about him at all, but he's the Clipper killer, dude. I've seen more than enough Tim Hardaway Jr.
Bro's cooked.
Somebody's cooked.
He really is. I genuinely think the Mavericks are a very good team. I think they have a foundation to be a very good team. I still am a little skeptical of Jason Kidd.
I don't like Jason Kidd.
But I think at this point, first of all, I'm going to be honest. I think they traded too much to get Kyrie, especially if they let him walk. At this point, you're this far into it. You can't just be like, oh, never mind. Because you got rid of Din. I think they had a good team. Obviously, they were fourth in the West when they got Kyrie. Yeah, they had a good team. They went to the Western Conference Finals before. Dinwiddie was a great pickup. But I just can't believe they got rid of him, Dorian Finney-Smith. I think it was just those two. Yeah, I think it was just those two. They and then some picks, obviously. I think probably
it was,
first.
It was like a 29 pick, and then like,
Picks weren't too crazy, I don't think. But the
like top four protect. They traded like an eighth grader, basically. I don't know.
Essentially, I think that was the meme that was going around, actually. Yeah. But I just think you're this far into it. You can't just be like, ah, oh, never mind. I got 35 games of Kyrie Irving. That's all I needed. Luca's gonna be fucking mad.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, I think the Mavericks have LeBron, AD. I think the Mavericks have I would say they have a top five duo. I think Kyrie and Luka is fucking insane to me. That's so good. I think you build a team. I don't know how old Kyrie is now. I think he's probably like 33. But you build a team around those two. Is that wrong? Is that not? Is he not 33?
He's probably like 30.
Yeah, hold on. Kyrie Irving.
Age check.
31. Kyrie's 31. Yeah. But Luka's still like 24. You can absolutely build a championship team around that. You got probably another 4 years of Kyrie, of good Kyrie Irving.
The fact Luka's only 24 is wild.
Crazy, right? I don't know if that's true, but I know he's around that.
He's pretty young.
He's got to be around there. I know.
3 years older than us. Think about that. It's crazy.
Speak for yourself. 4 years older than me. Shout out to my 20-year-olds out there, by the way. No, but I just you can't get rid of all that and let Kyrie
riz up our viewers.
I don't think there's a lady audience there just yet, guys.
Just the 20. I mean, when you said lady, that was,
No, I'm just kidding. I'm playing.
This is canceled.
I'm playing.
No, you can't trade that much depth and then be like, oh yeah, like I said, never mind, we're good. We're gonna let Kyrie go. And I think he understands that him and Luka would be such a talent to do. It's them or the Lakers, in my opinion. I don't see any other team being like, oh, I want Kyrie. I don't see a random team just coming out of nowhere at this point.
Miami maybe,
but even then, I don't see that would be really cool, actually. If they are interested, maybe if you're Kyrie, you consider that. But I think the Mavericks makes the most sense. I think Lakers would be dumb, like you said. Solely based off the fact that they would lose it. It's a Sun situation. And Kyrie, I think Beal has his injuries, but I think they're getting kind of blown out of proportion. I don't think his injuries are that big of a deal. Something you need to really worry about that much.
No.
But I just, at this point, you can't just let Kyrie walk. Like you said, Mason, I think the fact that so many people hate on him is kind of dumb. I think it's, I don't know if people are comparing it to Ja. It's not like that at all. Kyrie lost his
Nikes.
That was crazy.
Nike thing.
Yeah.
Domarin's got a new shoe, though.
I forgot about I'm going to be honest. I forgot about Kyrie's Jewish thing. Totally went over my head. Totally fucking forgot about
that.
Yeah,
that was a little wild, to be honest.
That was kind of crazy. Maybe they should be mad at Kyrie. But no, I don't know. I don't let Kyrie go on the Mavericks. I think all the Lakers stuff is kind of smoke and mirrors. I don't know. The Rockets stuff definitely is. But
dude, besides Harden and like Kyrie, it's kind of like a weak free agency class.
I think Van Vliet's probably the next top one, I would say.
Lopez.
Probably, yeah. What's that?
Brooke Lopez is my third.
He's a free agent. Oh, he is a free agent. Someone said he should go to
the Rockets should hopefully stand far away from Van Vliet. Don't want him.
Yeah. Someone said please. The Suns, but I don't think that's gonna happen.
That would be horrible for the Suns. I'm not saying Van Vliet's like bad or anything, but
they don't need that.
But I feel like he's gonna want a bag and like, dude, I don't know. I like Van Vliet, but like I don't know if I'm giving him the bag at like 30.
I know
I'm not giving Fred Van Vliet.
I'm not giving Fred Van Vliet.
Yeah, he's an old.
I remember him in college. That's kind of crazy.
Older guy, but I don't know. We'll do a free agency prediction podcast.
Yeah,
or something.
That's a good idea. I think I was looking through
down for that
right now. What is there? I think that's. We could talk about the Bulls, but that's not really interesting. They just need to blow it up.
Just because
they have such like they're probably gonna blow it up, and I don't think they should.
I think they should when they have no direction.
Yeah,
yeah. Plus with Lonzo and everything.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Feel bad for him, but
I was thinking about DeMar and LaVine.
Once you're rocking ZO2s,
dude. I feel so bad for him, bro. That's gotta be the worst because he doesn't know, or the doctors don't even know like what's going on with his knee. I think they linked it to the ZO2s.
Is
that
real?
No, I read that somewhere.
There's no way that's real. Buddy read that on the
Bro read that from Ball Sack Sports.
Buddy read that from the Onion. No, they did not.
You read that from Butt Crack Sports, bro.
Dude, I probably did, honestly.
They get me sometimes. I'm not gonna lie. They really do get me sometimes. They're good.
But no, in all seriousness, that's so fucked that he hasn't. I don't know. I feel like I'd be panicked every day not knowing what's wrong with my knee.
I know I would. See, the Bulls were a good topic, guys. I told you, they called me crazy.
I hope he's sleeping tonight. I guess.
Yeah,
that'll do it.
That was a Lonzo topic, man. He's technically not even on the Bulls. He's injured.
Yeah, he's still there.
Definitely not how that works.
Yeah, no.
He's injured, dude. He's not on the team anymore.
That's so funny, bro. Kawhi's a part-time player.
Yeah, he is.
Dude, he really is. I'm sorry. I have to flame you a little bit, Tyler. You saying about the Clippers beating the Suns this year? There's just no way. Like with Kawhi there, I don't know. I still don't know. There's no way.
You being serious?
I'm being genuinely serious.
My brother in Christ.
TMS debate.
My brother in Christ. If we don't even need Paul George in that series. If we have Kawhi, a healthy Kawhi, you saw game one. We literally lost by a combined total of like 7 points the other games. Except for last game even we ended up coming back. We were lost by like five. Combined, like maybe with all of the games, we've lost by probably a total of nine. If we have a healthy Kawhi, we're winning that series. The Suns were not that good this year.
They were good this year. They beat the champs twice, and everyone else combined had one win against them.
They were not.
And the other win was the T-Wolves. And then the Heat too. But the
Suns' problem is they just need a bench. They really do. They had their top four guys, and then just nothing after that. And I don't want to see them succeed ever. But if they want to succeed, that's the way to do it. Is go out, get you a bench. I think that's the main. The moral of this podcast is that if you want to be a good team, you need a good bench.
And Bro's crossing his mic. All right. Well,
I think when I was screaming, I got beard hair in my mic.
I think that unless anyone has anything to say, I think that wraps up the TMS comeback.
Nice pop.
Yo, we're back, dude. We're freaking back, guys.
Until we go on
third
TMS
charm.
TMS crafts some coming soon, by the way. TMS crafts coming soon.
Until we go
soon.
On a 2-year hiatus. Jesus. GG. Just kidding. It won't happen again.
Fortnite videos.
Yeah, you can record that on your own.
Escape room. Yeah, I'm not playing no battle royale bullshit. But
I'm level 7 in the battle pass. I just got an 11 kill solo dub last night. I'm coming for Optimus Prime.
He's a liar. But
I'm being so funny against bots.
I kind of was.
We appreciate you guys listening or watching if you're on the YouTube. Yep, make sure to drop a sub if you're audio. Appreciate you listening over there, but make sure you go drop a sub though on the YouTube. TMS Takes. We'll be posting IRL videos hopefully and like some gaming stuff or whatever. We'll see. Nothing. No promises yet, but we'll see. But
I'll promise it. We'll do it.
The gaming stuff, yeah. IRL is a little more complicated, but we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Figure that out. Yeah, we'll figure that out.
But yeah. We'll see you guys probably in a week. Probably do like once a week type thing. We'll see. Not really have a schedule, but we'll just play it by ear. So yeah. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for rocking with us. Welcome back, everybody.